This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
I was taught that a weed is simply a plant out of place. Oh, hi everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos. I'm the geek around here, and I'll be talking about weeds in just a few moments. But first of all, man, it's hot. It's hot where I live. It is steaming hot. And yesterday, I was, 35 miles away from home, and I was driving home in a driving rain. You know when it's raining sideways? It is just miserably driving rain. And I said, well, this is good because my lawn needs watering. And I could not, you know, I was just really happy. I hated driving home in this rain. But I was so delighted that my whole neighborhood was getting rained on. Or so I thought. I got home. I swear, I got 8 blocks from my house, and it was raining, and then it was like I drove through this imaginary wall into sunshine, and it did not rain in my little neighborhood at all. Not one stinking drop, and I swear, I drove 33 miles in driving rain, and it did not rain at my house. Well, the good news is that the grass didn't grow all that much this week because we haven't had that much rain. The bad news is I don't have that new electric Ego mower that I wanted to get. And the reason I don't have, I was going to buy it this week. I swear, I just made the decision. I was pulling the trigger. I was buying the darn mower. And then 2 nights ago, I went and I laid down on my bed. You know how they say you should change your mattress every 8 years? Well, I think that's a myth, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But I think that that's kind of a myth. But in any respects, I came home and I laid down on my bed and I could hear a strange noise. And what had happened is in the center of my bed, not even where I was laying, but in the center of my bed, I heard metal breaking is what I heard. I could hear something snap. And I got up and I looked and there was a dent in my mattress. And I determined what happened was that a box spring. I have a box spring mattress, a coil spring mattress. I've had it, you know, I've had this mattress for 4 years. Okay. And it wasn't a new mattress when I got it. It was given to me by a dear friend of mine who had it in a second bedroom and never used it. And it was manufactured in the town that I live at by a company called Clearwater Mattress, which is now out of business. But they were around. I'd owned their mattresses, you know, 30 years ago. So I took the mattress. It was a good mattress. I was very happy. Pillow top and very nice. But it was dead. It was just absolutely dead, Jim, as they say. So what I did is, you know, I had to buy a mattress. I just absolutely had to buy a mattress. And I made the decision. I did a bunch of research. And I bought one of those mattresses in a box. Have you ever seen those? They just come in a box. I ordered it. And it showed up here 2 days later in a box. And I drug it in the house. I'm not going to tell you the brand name that I bought. By the way, it cost a couple hundred dollars more than the lawnmower. So lawnmower, of course, is now gone out of the, you know, can't buy a lawnmower now. Darn it.
So I follow the instructions. You take it out. I took the old mattress and I hauled it out to the street because I said, this mattress is dead. I'm done with it. And then over the top of, my foundation, I unrolled the new mattress, took it out of the box, just like you see them do, took the plastic wrapper off of it, did all of that, and laid it out, and the mattress started to grow. It was amazing. And then I'm reading the instructions, and it said, don't sleep on the mattress for 24 hours. Let it fully expand. So I said, oh, okay. I'll go sleep on the couch tonight. I have no other beds in this house. I have a three-bedroom house, and I have one bed in my room. I used to have three beds. Ex-wife number three borrowed one bed, never returned it. And my son, Zach, took his bed when he moved out. So I have one bed in my three-bedroom house. So I go to sleep on the couch while this is undoing. I got to tell you that the couch is miserable. Now, these beds that come in a box are foam rubber beds. Now, my old girlfriend who lived in Palm Beach had a 100% all-natural foam rubber mattress. No springs in it at all. 100% foam rubber. It was the most comfortable mattress I had ever slept on in my life. And I have a bad shoulder, and her mattress, whenever I slept on her mattress, my shoulder, I slept wonderfully without any shoulder pain, and I woke up in the morning totally refreshed. It was just wonderful. So when I bought this bed, it was foam rubber also, but you see, it's synthetic foam rubber, and then it was memory foam part of it, or little tiny parts of it. And all kinds of, there was like three or four layers on this mattress. So I slept on the couch the first night. Next night, I crawled in, put my sheets on, everything, put on this, laid down. It felt wonderful when I laid down. Got to tell you, been on it now for, one night. One full night on the bed. I'm not, when I was down on my ex-girlfriend's bed down in Palm Beach, wonderful. First time I ever laid down on that bed. I said, my goodness gracious, I hope I stay with you forever because your mattress is wonderful. Not with her anymore, and I really miss the mattress. I truly miss the mattress. But this mattress, not so much. It comes with a 120-day guarantee. If I don't like it, I just call them up and they come get it. But if they come get it, I don't have another mattress. I got to buy another mattress. But so far, not impressed. That's why I'm not naming the brand name. But after this, like today, I've done a lot of research on mattresses, and I found out the difference. What the ex-girlfriend had was 100% organic foam rubber. All just, and it comes in different densities and things like that. Hers was firm, but it was very, very comfortable. And by the way, those mattresses last an average of 75 years as opposed to 8 years that normal mattresses last. So consequently, this mattress is synthetic rubbers as opposed to all natural. So I'm learning. I'm going to give it a shot. And if not, I don't know. I got to research this. It's going to cost me a couple thousand bucks to get probably $3,000 to get a completely organic foam rubber mattress. I don't have $3,000 to spend on a bed. Although I've got to tell you, her bed, I think she spent more than that on her bed. This is the most, you sleep every day. You might as well sleep well, right? So what do I got to sell? Maybe I could sell my cats. No, I couldn't do that. But anyway, enough of that. We need to talk about the other thing that I'm talking about this week. And the interesting thing, I get asked a lot, you do a nationally syndicated gardening show. How do you know what happens all across the country as far as gardening is concerned? And I will tell you, any gardening show, and everybody I know in radio who has done a gardening show will tell you the same thing. It's kind of like Top 40 radio. It really is. Depending upon the season, depends upon what questions you get. There's only about 15 to 20 to 30 different questions that you get per season. They're all the same questions. Back when I was taking calls, they're all the same questions. The challenge was to answer them a little bit differently and a little bit more entertainingly, but they're all the same questions. This week, I got a ton of questions, not only in email, but out working in the real world. I got hired this week by a grounds maintenance company who had an incredible challenge with weeds. So I had to go out and take a look at the situation. They had boxwood bushes on a commercial building, several of them. And they looked very nice, except growing out of the top of them was what we call a creeping perennial weed. And in this case, it was called torpedo grass. It was coming out of the bottom. I see this all the time. I see it with boxwoods. I see it with the small junipers, the Pittsford junipers. I see this with any type of good shrub that sometimes creeping perennials, such as torpedo grass, grows underneath it, and it grows up through the shrub and pulls it out. Now, they've told me what they have done is that they have cut it out from the bottom. They just go underneath, and they just cut it down, but it just keeps growing back, and it grows back more. Well, let's discuss a little bit about what a creeping perennial is. You know what? I have used up the entire segment. So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a break. I never do this. We're going to continue this subject on to the next segment that comes on, and we will talk about what creeping perennials are. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help.
That's 800-716-4650.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
Biz Talk Radio.
Then there were weeds. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. This week, one of my commercial lawn maintenance companies hired me to come out and look at a bad weed situation that they had. They had boxwoods growing up as a shrub around a building on a commercial property. And coming up through that was a creeping perennial weed called torpedo grass. And it was coming out the top. Now, the way they had solved this in the past was going underneath the boxwood and just cutting off the torpedo grass at ground level. But they found that when they did that, that literally twice as much of it grew back and grew very quickly, especially this time of year when it's growing fast and there's a lot of water. And with all the rain that we've been having, and it just keeps growing up, and it's choking out the boxwoods. Now, I run into this all the time, not only with boxwoods, but with viburnums, with ligustrums, with just about any hedge type of plant. I will see creeping perennial weeds growing up from underneath and growing up through the shrubs itself and messing things up. And how do you take care of this? Well, I think the first thing we should do is we should talk about what are these types of weeds. You know, with weeds, we have annual weeds and we have perennial weeds. And in the perennial weeds, we have some that are really, really, really bad. They're called creeping perennial weeds. In the South, one that bothers us a lot is one called dollar weed. Some people call it pennywort. Okay, field bindweed would be another one. Let's talk about what else we got that are good or that are fun. Bermuda grass is a creeping perennial weed, although it's also a grass, but any plant out of place becomes a weed. Torpedo grass, quack grass, all of these are some of the creeping perennial weeds. Now, what do creeping perennial weeds do that is bothersome? Once a creeping perennial weed lands in the soil by a bird dropping one or however, it takes root the first year, and then the second year, those roots just keep kind of expand underneath the ground through sort of like rhizomes going through underneath the ground and weeds popping up. So what do people do to get rid of them? Well, they pull them out or they cut them off at the ground level. When you pull them out, you actually break the roots apart and thus two more pop up. Same things if you cut them down to ground level, they just tend to sprout out more, which is a real problem. And some of these weeds are next to impossible to get rid of. But one thing that creeping perennials, that all of the creeping perennials have to have, and this is something, you know, when we're talking about control, we have to look at, you know, all out control having to do with why they're there in the first place. Creeping perennials cannot exist unless there is an overabundance of water. If you have a landscape that has a lot of creeping perennials in it, it is getting more water than it needs usually. So if we can eliminate that water, if we can manage our water resources better, creeping perennial weeds have a difficult time surviving. I mean, that alone, if you have a lawn that has dollarweed or pennywort in it, that's a creeping perennial weed. It requires an overabundance of moisture in the soil. Whenever I go into a situation like this, like today when I looked at the boxwoods, and I took the guy that hired me, and we got down, we're laying down on the ground underneath this. I said, we're going to take our high-tech water meter, and we're going to stick it in the ground. And the ground was the soil. The high-tech water meter was our index fingers, and we stuck it into the ground. I said, stick yours down in there. He did. It was very moist soil. Very, very, very moist soil. I said, that is kind of the problem. He said, I don't have a lot of control over that. I don't have control of the irrigation here. I said, well, then we need to find people who do, and we need to manage that better. But now we still have this big problem. We have all of these creeping perennial weeds growing up through the boxwoods. He goes, we're going to cut them off today. I said, no, you're not. He goes, well, what are we going to do? I said, we're going to put glyphosate on them. Glyphosate is a herbicide that once it touches the green part of the plant, it actually translocates through that plant down into the root zone. Now, in the case of these creeping perennial weeds, this was torpedo grass. It was about 4 feet long as it growed up through the middle of the boxwoods. But we couldn't spray it because we'd get the stuff all over the boxwoods. I said, oh, no. I said, give me a shovel. And the guy handed me a shovel. And I reached underneath there and I swooped around and I just kind of pulled out the weeds. It came out from, not from the ground, but from the plant. And then it just kind of laid down on the ground. It was 4 feet long. It was laying down on the ground. I pulled it all out to where it was laying flat, and it was nice and green. I said, now we got to put something underneath here, because I said, now we're out where there's regular grass. We have to protect the regular grass. So we took a tarp, and we laid it all around this. And then we took the glyphosate. In the case, we used a generic version of Roundup, and we mixed it up, and we sprayed all of those weeds. And I said, now. He said, now I'll cut them off. I said, no, you're not going to cut them off yet. I said, after it dries, you can pull the tarp away, so, you know, that's gone. But you're going to leave these here for about 4 to 5 days until they turn perfectly brown. Because when they turn perfectly brown, we know that the glyphosate has translocated down into the roots. Now, the roots of creeping perennial weeds is very long and very involved underneath the soil. So you have to have a lot of green to get enough of the glyphosate into the roots, that, you know, because it goes through the circulation system of the plant. It's not going through the soil. It's going through the circulation system of the plant to get down there. Thus, we had to have this looking really ugly for a while. But I said, you know, you're going to have to put up with it, but then you won't have to put up with it anymore. So that's what we did. He had his guys go all through those boxwoods all around this building, and there were lots of them. And then we sprayed the Roundup on them. And now I'm guessing probably when they go back there Monday, it should be totally browned out, totally and completely browned out. Then they can cut the weeds off at that stage, because by then there's enough active ingredient of the glyphosate to go down through the roots and kill off the entire creeping perennial. So that is one solution, and that works. What happens when you get some of these creeping perennials in the middle of turf grass? You can't use Roundup there. There are other herbicides that are labeled, but they're very expensive, that will get rid of some of those and not kill the grass. And it all depends on what kind of grass you have, depends on what herbicide you're going to use. St. Augustine grass, for instance, you would use atrazine. It won't hurt the St. Augustine grass, but it will kill the creeping perennials. I hope this helped. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. We will continue.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free.
Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm so mad at myself for buying a bed this week instead of a new lawnmower. What can I say? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Prost. I am the chief geek right here with a brand new mattress that I've slept on one night and I don't love. And I wanted to love my mattress. I know I would love the lawnmower I wanted to buy. I wanted to buy that Egro all-electric, battery-operated lawnmower. I wanted to buy that. I did. I wanted to buy it in the worst way. But my mattress that I've had just kind of like all of a sudden made a big bad noise, and there was a dent in the middle of it. Not even where I sleep. I sleep on the right side of the mattress, which is weird. You know, I got a queen size mattress. I don't sleep in the middle. I sleep on the right side, not the left side, but the right side. Don't even sleep, but in the middle just went boom, crack. I could hear it snap. So I had to buy a mattress. So I bought one of those bed-in-a-box mattresses. I'm not going to name the brand because I've only slept on it one night, and so far I'm not terribly impressed. Now, the former girlfriend who lived in Palm Beach, who I used to go see, have not been there for almost 4 years, but she had the most wonderful mattress in the world. It was 100% foam rubber, organic, natural foam rubber. I have since learned there's all kinds of foam rubbers. I remember when I was married to the last Mrs. Kroos, Mrs. Kroos number 3, I went out and I bought a, I'll name the brand, a Tempur-Pedic memory foam mattress, king size, cost me a bunch of money, whole bunch of money. Had thing delivered to the house, stuck it on there. I crawled on that thing. You know, wasn't bad. Took a little bit of getting used to it. Wasn't bad. Mrs. Kroos crawled on that thing and she said, get this thing out of my house. I said, what? She goes, I will not sleep on this. This is absolutely terrible. I said, all right. So I called the company that I bought the mattress from, local mattress store. They came out that day, picked up the mattress, took it back, and I took her to the mattress store. I took the then Mrs. Kroos to the mattress store. I said, look, whole store full of mattresses. Go find one. The guys on the truck are going to bring it right back to the house right now, so you can have it. So I paid a lot of money for that Tempur-Pedic. I did. I don't remember what it was because it's been 15 years ago. But it was a lot of money. And, yeah, it was a lot of money. So she went wandering around, laying down on beds. She laid down on what had, on, I will tell you, it was a king-size mattress, and it was $390. It was the most uncomfortable. I looked at it, and it was hard as a rock. And she goes, I love this mattress. You know, we went to, you know, from a very expensive mattress, and she goes, lay down on this mattress. This is the best mattress in the world. So I laid down on that mattress, and it was the most uncomfortable thing. It was like laying down on a piece of plywood. She loved it. She just absolutely loved it. I laid down on that, and I said, oh, man. This is, yeah, that's what she wanted, though. You know, happy wife, happy life. Oh, that's what they say. So, you know, I said, bring it out to the house. $395 for a king-size mattress. You know, you get what you pay for. You want to know something? We are now 15 years from that time. Her and her new husband, I found out, are still sleeping on that very mattress. I never had a good night's sleep on that bed. Never did I ever. I would go and I would, you want to talk about something? I read a book called Psycho Cybernetics by a plastic surgeon who talked about theater of the mind and all of this stuff. And I studied this book rather well, and it helped me through sleeping on an uncomfortable mattress, because when I would go to bed at night, I can't believe I'm talking about this on my gardening show. When I would go to bed at night on that terribly uncomfortable mattress, I imagined I was on a comfortable mattress, a wonderfully comfortable mattress that just wrapped itself around me and cuddled me to bed. And that's what I did. And I lived with that mattress for, you know, another couple of years till her and I got divorced. And then I went and bought a mattress that I had for 8 years. And then I switched out that mattress for this mattress that I have, well, the mattress that I just got rid of. And the mattress I just got rid of, I didn't buy. A good friend of mine, a girl I went to high school with, had it in her second bedroom and nobody had ever laid on it. And it was 20-some years old, maybe even 30 years old. It was made by a company called Clearwater Mattress. It was very comfortable. I took it. She says, you want it? I got to get rid. You know, she was moving. She had sold her house and was moving. She said, take it. I took it. I slept on it until it just died. And I bought one of those bed-in-a-box mattresses. And I paid about $300 more than the lawnmower I wanted to buy for this mattress. Lawnmower I wanted to buy was $550. And you had to let it breathe one night. You take it out, you know, and it expands and it does all this. I slept on the couch. I've been on the couch actually a couple of nights waiting for the mattress to arrive. And then once it arrived, I couldn't sleep on it that night. So I slept on it last night for the first time. And I wasn't terribly impressed. But I'm going to allow it to grow on me. I'm not going to name the brand name because I just might like it. I don't know. I went, you know, when I came home today, I went and laid on it again. I said, I don't know. My buddy and his wife popped over for a few minutes, and I said to his wife, I said, I want you to come lay on my bed. And he's looking at me, he said, what? I said, you come too. Both of you, come lay on my bed. And they went and laid on the bed. They loved it. They absolutely loved it. They said, what kind of mattress is this? They loved it. I said, lay on your side. They both laid on their side. Lay on your stomach. They both laid on their stomach. They loved it. I'm not sure yet, man. I'm just not sure yet. So I will keep you posted. I will definitely keep you posted. But I don't know. You know, I wanted that lawnmower in the worst way. Because I was going to pull the trigger this week. I was going to buy the lawnmower. I had already decided that, you know, they got a new shipment of them in at the Home Depot. I was going to go buy one. And then the mattress thing happened. I had to do that. So I'm kind of wishing I'd have kept the mattress that was broken and bought the lawnmower. Because, well, but then again, you know, you use the lawnmower once a week and you sleep on the mattress every night. You got to make these decisions in life. And they say that the better you sleep, the healthier you are, and the more weight you lose. I read an article that people who sleep 8 to 9 hours of good, relaxing sleep every night lose weight faster than people who don't. That people who don't get good sleep are generally fatter. I guess I'm not getting good sleep. That's the only thing I can think of, you know? I guess I'm not getting good sleep. So I don't, you know, the other night when I was sleeping on the couch, I got up, I come into the computer and I'm looking at through old computer files and I found a video I made 8 years ago. My God, was I better looking back then? I must not have been getting good sleep. I just don't know. Must not have been getting good sleep. All right. I got a question about seeding the lawn this time of year. Not a good idea unless you're getting a lot of rain. Now, I just got a bag of Argentine Bahia seed given to me, brand new, given to me. Generally, this time of year, it rains every afternoon where I live. We haven't been getting the rain here. But as soon as that rain starts and we get it every afternoon, I'm going to go out and I'm going to put this in my backyard. I'm just going to overseed all the junk I got back there. And I'm going to over, and there's one area in particular that I'm going to do it. But generally, when we seed, we like to seed either in the spring or, believe it or not, in the fall. Generally, don't want to do it in the heat. But if you're getting a lot of rain, which our area's been getting a lot of rain, but my neighborhood hasn't been getting a lot of rain. But when that happens, when that starts in where we're getting our every afternoon rains, I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to overseed. I've got enough to do about a 600 or 700 square foot area, and that's all I really want to do. And I'm going to do that. But this is not the time of year to seed a lawn. You're not going to be successful unless you've got a lot of money to spend on water. If you've got a well and you can water every day, twice a day, then you can. But I would prefer that you wait until the fall to seed. Fall is really the most ideal time to seed lawns. I think it's a better time to seed than in the spring. Spring's a good time, but I think the fall's better because you have cooler weather. Those roots, they take much better. They get established. And, you know, as we get into the cooler weather, the root development just seems to happen a lot faster and a lot, you know, stronger. And then you overwinter. You go dormant with those roots. And I'm going to tell you something. Tests that we have done back when I was teaching, we did a lot of testing on this, and we found that seeding or any plant starting that we did in the fall, when spring finally came, when the growing season finally started in the spring, everything that we planted in the fall did 100 times better. Just, you know, day and night. So if you want to seed your lawn, hold on until the fall. Myself, I'm going to wait until it rains every day. I'm just going to throw it. I got it for free. I'm going to throw it in the air. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Offered a book deal, and I turned it down. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am the chief geek here at Ask the Garden Geek. And yes, I turned down a book deal from a private company who wanted me, who is involved in the legal marijuana business in the state that I am living in. And they wanted me to write a book about how commercial companies grow marijuana successfully. In other words, it was how do I grow marijuana? And I have always refused to do that. I've always refused to answer questions about growing marijuana. I have always refused to do writing about growing marijuana. You know, you want to do marijuana? Go do all the marijuana you want to do. I'm not going to. I don't want marijuana in my house. I don't want it, you know, I'm just not a big fan. I understand that people, and I had a, I've talked about this before. I had a dear friend who's an attorney who's no longer with us, who had a terminal disease, and he was living a absolutely horrendously horrible life, and he started smoking marijuana every day. He was doing it illegally, by the way, at this time, but the quality of his life changed rather dramatically. Now, and he lived very comfortably until he passed. But understand that is anecdotal evidence. I see this stuff on Facebook. People send me this stuff all the time saying marijuana cures cancer. No, it doesn't. There is absolutely zero evidence that it does. They say that marijuana stops tremors. Says who? Show me the actual peer-reviewed stuff. There's plenty of anecdotal evidence that it does, but there's anecdotal evidence that drinking water with super blessed salt in it does all kinds of wonderful stuff. I mean, you know, you can't go by that. It's not science. So I am not on the marijuana bandwagon. Never have been. Never will. I honestly think it should be legal because it's a plant. And I honestly think that I would rather hang around someone who is stoned than someone who is drunk. I've hung around with drunk people before and it's not fun. I've hung around with stoned people before and it's not bad. You know, not terribly bad. But still, it's not for me. I don't like altering my brain. And I think people who smoke, in my personal anecdotal thoughts, is the people who smoke pot every day, I think it's stupid and I think it makes you stupid. I just do. And you've all been around those people. So no, I am not going to get involved in any way, shape, or form. And I have been offered consulting gigs back when they were voting to make medical marijuana legal in this state, I had people come to me who wanted to hire me as a consultant for that, and I just turned them down flat. As a matter of fact, I have several friends who are into horticulture who did the same thing. They said, no, I don't want my name attached to that. I just don't, and I don't. So, please do not email me asking me about how to grow marijuana. The fact of the matter is that I know exactly how to do it. I know how to grow the best marijuana in the world. I've never done it, but I know how to do it because I know the science involved in it. And I know exactly what you got to do, but I'm not going to tell you what that is. I'm not going to write it down. I'm not going to put it in a book. I'm not going to put it on a blog post. I'm not going to put it on the radio show. So, by the way, I will tell you this. Growing marijuana, people, I'm going to grow it at my house. Good luck on that. It's really hard to do. Successfully growing marijuana that is, good marijuana is extremely, extremely difficult. Just absolute extreme difficulty. I have a friend whose former boyfriend is really into growing marijuana. He's doing it illegally. And he has spent years and thousands of failures to get good at it. My buddy Truman Burst, remember Truman? He's been on the show before. He's a master herbalist. His late brother was a big marijuana grower in Oregon. And they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on equipment and everything necessary to grow their marijuana. And, they were doing it legally, by the way. But, they spent tons of money. So just don't think that you can listen to a guy on the radio tell you how to do it or read a blog post and learn how to do it. Or for that matter, read a book and learn how to do it. It takes a lot. I know I could do it. I do know that I could do it because I do know the science. And I spoke with Truman's brother about exactly what he was doing. He's no longer with us anymore. And the marijuana farm is now gone. But I will tell you, it's very, very, very difficult. So that is why, that's one of the reasons that marijuana is so expensive. Well, the fact that it's illegal probably is one reason that it's so expensive. And the fact that it is very difficult to grow the marijuana that they're selling in these stores. Now, I have dear friends who went to Colorado recently, and they bought legal marijuana and was smoking it out there. And said, it's just wonderful. I went, good for you. If I went to Colorado, I would love to go to Colorado. But if I went to Colorado, I would not partake in the legal marijuana. It's just nothing I want to do. Number one, I don't smoke anything. I just cannot see inhaling stuff into your lungs, no matter what. And I don't want to do edibles. I will tell you that many years ago, many, many, many years ago, I went to a party with very normal people and was fed a brownie that I found out had marijuana in it. It didn't taste good. I politely took a bite of it, and then I kind of threw it away, when nobody was looking. But it made me sick to my stomach. And when I found out, when they confessed, oh, we gave you marijuana, guess what? Never been back to their house since. Haven't talked to them since. Want nothing to do with them since. But I will tell you that I got sick to my stomach. I did not get silly. I got sick to my stomach off of it. Wanted nothing to do with it. So this is not the place. The Ask the Garden Geek is not the place to find out where to grow the marijuana. Yet every week I will go to my email and I will find someone emailing me with growing marijuana questions. There's always at least one, sometimes two, this week three. So you're not going to get an answer from me. But I do have a book to give away, and I have to give it away real fast. It's a gardening book, and it's over there. I can't even see the name of it, but it just came in the mail. It's real good. First person to email me at michaelcrose@gmail.com and say, I want the book, gets it. First one. So all you got to do, say, I want the book, michaelcrose@gmail.com. You're listening to Ask the Gardening Geek. Ask the Gardening Geek. No, Ask the Garden Geek. That's me. I don't do marijuana.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.